Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Manifestation with Margot. I am your host, Margot Kaur, and we talk about everything manifestation, spirituality, and how to evolve yourself as a master manifesting, create your own desired life. So if you haven't listened to my previous episodes, I will recommend you to listen to at least this from start to finish, because in this episode, we are going to talk about everything beyond the reality that you see. And also we'll first start with the secret I have to tell you guys. And also, I have started a new concept called Sadhana, and more about that. This will hopefully enrich your life in a new way, give you new tools. And without any further ado, let's get into it. I am a person who is always like good news first. So I really want to tell you these good news. I am coming out with a really big secret I've been holding on to a huge part of my life. And it's really weird because now when I'm engaged and I have the love of my life who enriched my everyday, it's so funny because even though they enrich your everyday and your life, they also show you sides that you haven't worked on really well. And not that he does it, but you know, I feel that love is the strongest and the most powerful tool there is, because love keeps you in such a calm, loving, creative environment that you start noticing the stuff you haven't been noticing with yourself. And that is where my secret comes in. Just bear with me. And that's why I was also encouraged to do that, because after we got together, I started to see the things that wasn't really authentically me. I have been working as a designer since I can remember. I've been working in fashion industry since I was 19, and I enjoyed every bit of it. I went into sales, learned how to do sales, wholesales, work with designers. Oh my God, learned marketing, went into TikTok, you know, everything. I've mostly done everything when it comes to business. Everything, not just social media, but just all in all with sales, which I definitely love. And then gradually, if you have been following me on my tiny following on Instagram or on TikTok, you would have experienced that I talk more and more about manifestation, mindfulness, and it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. And so that's where my secret is leading into, or comes into a picture. So I have told you, most of you guys, if you have been listening to the different podcasts I've had throughout my life, I always end up telling the story about how I met my mentor, a person I today can call my friend. I can call him my family, and I can also call him my substitute brother, my substitute dad, my substitute spiritual guardian, and just a person who will call me out on my bullshit every time. And I genuinely have so much respect for him. And now when I started Sadhana, which I will come back to later, Sadhana is a platform where we have started this spiritual and also mindfulness evolving offers and services. And as I mentioned, I will tell you all about that later, but just the thought that I am able to work with my mentor is huge. Now, I'll just tell you a little story, like the short version, hopefully, because you know I'm really good at talking, hence this podcast. So I met Ram Sarup, or I call him Ramji. Ramji is my best friend, after my lovely fiance. So Ramji and I met when we went to India. My mom and my sister and I, we went to India. I was 19 years old. I was 18, actually. No, 19. It was 2009. We went to India after a really good while. Last time I went to India was when my dad died. He passed away, and I went there to cremate his body, or to bury his body, as we say. And no, that's not what we call it. We call it throw his ashes in the water. That's what we do. And that's when I was 12, and after that, we went through what you can call a really dark period in our lives. It was just a huge shock for us to lose someone we already were not in good terms with. Short version of that is that my dad was never suited to be a dad. He was never suited to be a husband. And, you know, that has consequences on your childhood and on watching your other caregiver, who is loving and kind and the most precious person, and watch them just be destructed by this person who does not want to be in this situation. Okay, enough about that. But then when my dad died, we were bummed, really. And can you call it bummed? You can call it, we were destructed when he went away. And so after this dark period, when I was starting earning and my mom earned, and she bought herself an apartment and everything was going good, we went to India. But what I didn't know was that I was living in depression my whole life. And we got the warmth of a family. My mom's family is just lovely. I kind of forget that I don't have my dad's family with me. So my mom's family are just the warmest hug I can get in a living form. And so when we went to India, we meet Ramji, who is a family friend of ours. And now this person keeps smiling at us. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. This guy's keeping smiling. And it must be so weird. Like, what does he want? Oh, maybe he's one of those creepos, you know? And that's what you think when you're in India. If you smile at me, you're a creep. But yeah. But I did not know the kind of power he possesses. Now, Ramji is a spiritual healer. He is, as you call it, a priest. In Hindi, you call it a pandit. And he has had these spiritual gifts from his ancestors since he was 4 years old. And he has been given this power of reading people, face reading and palm reading, and just overall, he can tell you what he's thinking at that moment while you sit down with him, or just through voice. And he is just this spectacular man who is in many ways giving so much to the world, more than he can ever realize. And I know, have I ever talked so warmly about anyone, right? So this person looks at me and he sees through my... And I was going through a lot of self-hate. That is something I've gone through. I think I have been healing through that from that point till now. Can you think about it? Can you imagine that it took me from the age of 19 till the age of 32 to become this healing voice for myself? That's why it's so important to raise your kids and raise those kids you actually want, and also love yourself, because firstly, a child's biggest happiness lies in seeing their parents be happy, and to create that warmth around them, the security. A kid can never feel more secure when he sees or she sees her or his parents happy. That's when they get the sense of that, wow, everything's possible, you know? And when we grow up, if we don't see that when we grow up, we will be pessimistic, and that will become the voice of reason in our head, which kind of will be really destructive. That's what happened in my case. My voice of reason became this destructive voice that was very rebellious. Hence, I went into fashion. I went into, you know, doing everything in a creative field. And later on, I kind of understood that, okay, that's nothing for me because it is a beauty chasing industry, you know? But we will get back to that in another episode. But this guy now tells me, you should start meditating. And I was like, what? Meditating what? And he was like, you know, doing pat. Now, pat means doing prayers. And as you know, I am born a Sikh. I am from India. And we are just overall quite internalized with the spirituality. And I was like, why would I do that? Like, when my father was alive, we were treated badly. When my father died, now life is treating our badly. Is it any God out there at all? Because my mom, she prays all the time. And we're going through hell. We have been going through hell. My mom has a tumor. And that in her brain, we never know if she's alive or she's dead or she's fainted somewhere in the middle of the road and getting robbed again. And we will have nothing to drink or to eat for a month. And we have to lend money. And you say that I have to pray to which God? I don't get it. Which God are you talking about? And without saying too much, as Ramji does, he's a man of a few words. And it is, I have got to understand that's because you are meant to understand your own life. You can't get your answers all at once. And also, you do kind of, what do you call it? You weaken your Mercury when you give too much advice. Ha! Isn't that funny for me who is having a podcast? Well, I do meditate a lot, so that's good. So here's the thing. He told me to start meditating, and I was like, what? Okay. And I did that, and I started meditating. And at that point, you know, you're 19, you don't drink that much. Or I wasn't drinking that much at that point. So, or not partying that much either. And so I did the meditation, and I liked it. It gave me overall this peace that I hadn't felt in a while. But what it also did was it gave peace to my body and my mind all at once. And that's something I had a hard time with. I was working out like crazy, but still not getting that that peace in my own mind. But what it also did was that it opened my third eye. I could feel a pressure between my eyebrows. And now we are getting to the moment of secret. I told you, it'll take you 12 minutes. Ah, okay. But this is going to be overall really in detailed episode. So I am sure you're going to learn and love this one. And so because of that secret, I called my husband. Fiance, husband. I call him a husband because, I mean, if he's not my husband, I'm not his wife. What are we doing in this world, aren't we? So I called him and I was like, okay, I am going to tell everyone this. I'm doing this. And he's like, what? And I'm like, no, but I'm doing this. And he's like, okay, so you're doing, okay, yeah. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. And he's like, okay, girl, what you're saying, half of it goes over my head. So you might as well do it. And that was my little nervous breakdown I had. I was like, okay, I have to tell them this. So from the age of 19, I have been able to understand people much more than the ordinary person. I have had the ability to see what is the more active attitude in their personality since I was 19. And this can happen to everyone. I mean, we all have what you will call the sixth sense. You can also call it to be more observant. You can also call it to be more observant to the environment around you and not be as observant to yourself. But this especially happened to me when I started meditating. I can see stuff, I could predict stuff, and I could really, like, when it comes to pictures, I can see like the most active attitude and how a person is. And it's kind of been a party trick. but as the time went, you know, I had my own crisis I had to go through, learn more about life. And so it became like less and less meditation and more partying and drinking and you, what you do in college and all that. But now here's the thing. As the time went by, I kind of went through this manifestation phase and this being introduced to manifestation through Abraham Hicks and through this, you know, westernized way of spirituality, which is okay. And now throughout the last 4 to 5 years, we have just become really spiritual through TikTok and through the coronavirus that made us really look at within ourselves. So at that point, I really did not believe myself because I used to call Ramji all the time. I was like, oh my God, you know what, this happened. Am I crazy? Oh my God. And I can still do that till this day sometimes. I can be like, oh my God, this and this happened. And I can be really like excited about that, you know. And he can still be like, yeah, but I told you, you have all that gift. And this gift is something we all have. And to get that gift, you have to be more at peace. But beside that, when you get that kind of gift, you also get a really big responsibility. And as I tell people, I'm a really huge, I'm a huge salesperson. I tell people that. Well, even when people, I was working with designing and I was working with Who is Margot and selling jewelry, I was never telling them that I was a designer. I was always telling them I'm a salesperson. If I would introduce myself, I would just go, nope, I'm not an entrepreneur. I am a salesperson. And people who understands that, they really understand that. And people who don't will be like, oh, she's going to like, oh, she's going to try to sell me something, or she's going to, you know, try to get me to do something. And that is the sad part, because when we don't believe in ourselves, when we're not sure about ourselves, we're not sure about our environment, and we are not sure what the world will make us do, you know? But when I call myself a salesperson, the people who understand that, they're like, ah, she has something cool for me. Let me check this out. And that's because I was the same kind. I was really afraid of salespeople before. But now when I'm so sure of myself and my voice of reason, I'm like, ah, okay. What can he or she possibly have that can enrich my life? Which leads me into sadhana. Sadhana is, I think, what made me ready to be 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 ready. And this is going on all my life. And I could never be more proud of the little community I made of 9 people on Instagram. But this is exactly what I was made for. Now I tell you why. Sadhana, healing circle. Firstly, I'm proud of that because I'm working with my guru. I'm working with my mentor. I'm working with my dad. I'm working with my brother. I'm working with a person who has shown me how to be happy in life again, and not that just with meditation. He's taught me that, you know what, you are your biggest creator, you are your biggest manifester. And I know every second TikTok you'll hear the same thing: this is how you can be the biggest manifester, the biggest whatever you want. And you'll just go like, oh, what the heck, this is not true, this doesn't work for me. But here's the trick: we are super manifestors. We are a magnet for manifesting, to create our own life. But when we pray to God, like, oh, please, God, give me this, we're giving up our power. We are giving up everything we have. Instead of claiming from God that God or universe or source or whoever you think is the higher power, science, or just maybe you're just born lucky. Oh, my God. I claim that this will come to me because I freaking deserve this. I deserve this, and I'm happy, and I'm alive, and because I'm alive, I deserve this. And if a regular person would listen to me now, who would be like, oh my God, she's crazy. Sorry, tune off. But bear with me. Here's the thing. The reason why I'm saying this crazy stuff is that today I believe myself. But if I heard myself in 16, I'll be like, oh my God, because I was on the lowest point of my life. I had gone to a place that I was okay. I didn't want to live anymore. And that has happened a lot of times in my life. And we can always blame childhood, which of course plays a part in that. I can blame the people I was around, but you know, the vibe you have attracts the tribe you have, and the tribe you have creates your life. And that's how it is. But not everyone is observant about that, nor everyone is more, they don't have that in the back of their head, you know? But then again, we are the magnet. We are the magnet over our own life, over our own creation. We are the operant power. And to learn that, can you believe it took me almost 13 years? And it would have taken me lesser time if I was maybe not going into all my pessimistic thoughts and going into places where I wasn't welcomed and made a fool out of myself from time to time. It could be like with friends, it can be friend circles, it can be a job, it can be like whatever I wanted to be. I worked so hard. I really wanted to work hard to be recognized. I really wanted to like work hard to be liked, you know, again. So here's the thing. Sadhana is created for you to understand your reason, your voice of reason, to heal your voice of reason. And that is what I didn't do. I did not understand that half of my personality came from trauma. Yep. I let that sink in. I did not understand that half of my personality came from trauma. And I'm saying that because I see that in people I read. I see that in people I help, my clients who I help with NLP coaching. I took NLP coaching earlier this year and last year. And I am at the moment also studying spirituality and opening myself up to new gifts, which is also what we will talk about. But I created sadhana because of two reasons. Because I've seen there are two types of people in this world. One who believes in science, and the second one who believes in spirituality. And that's why I actually took NLP coaching. I was like, who is going to understand that I'm a manifestation coach? They will be like, what? You are what? Well, I teach you to want something and to get it within 72 hours. And they will be like, what the hell? Is that really possible? She must be crazy. But today I can actually tell you, I manifest money within 48 hours, max. I had really hard time doing that in 2023. I did that in 2022 like crazy. I manifested over 100,000 kronas, like $10,000, by doing nothing. You know, I just helped clients and I was like, wow, shit, I'm doing good at this. Like, I'm doing well. And so if I told myself that in 2017, I would be like, wow, she's crazy. Or I would be like, wow, this must be a catch, or she's just born lucky. No, there is no such thing as born lucky. There is no such thing as being born well, there is. And let's just go into that. But what it is to brainwash yourself with positivity. And hear me out. I know there is a lot of toxic positivity out there. But that is when you don't see your traumas or things you have to work with, your bad. I always end up saying bad qualities because that's also a quality, destructive things by yourself. And that is positive, toxic positivity, okay? That you don't see you're bad with yourself. And with that, you are actually feeding a narcissistic side of yourself. I know, we throw the word narcissistic over everywhere, but yeah, But, you know, if you're not creating yourself for a better person and acting like it, you're kind of fooling yourself. But sadhana is made because we have one kind of person who believes in Dr. Joe Dispenza, which is a leading research scientist, which is actually alive till this day. And he talks about how quantum physics helps you to manifest what you want. And that is always for my science clients. And then you have the spiritual ones who do believe in God and do have a sense of spirituality in them and do believe that there's a bigger spirit out there. And for that, we have Ask and It's Given. We have, you know, the Bible. We have Guru Granth Sahib for Sikhs. We have Hindu holy scriptures, which is like Veda, which is also, oh my God, Ramayana, Gita. Sorry, you call it Bhagavad Gita. Or just plain simple spiritual literature, just like Ask and It's Given. The Universe Has Your Back, which is one of the best books in the world. It's like a warm hug to you. And I was like, all of them are going through the same thing. They are going through self-doubt, but, you know... Now, here comes the part that is getting really interesting. 25 minutes in, I know. But we are going into details, so bear with me. If you can hear Betsy snoring in the back, I am so sorry, okay? I bought this dog because I was like, you know, she's gonna love me. She's gonna be there for me. Oh, but I bought a diva who is lazy all the time and want to sleep all the time. So she snores 24/7. Which is actually quite relaxing. So I don't know if you can hear her. The positive part is that it's relaxing. But to the point. Sadhana is made because I want to open people up to their voice of reason. And to do that, we have to overcome our traumatic science. We have to overcome our personality that is made of traumas. And this took me 32 years. Because firstly, I didn't have the tools. I was shown the tools. I wasn't using them right. Secondly, I was overcome. I was, what do you call it? I was trying to ignore the fact that is a bigger world than the world we see. And it's not like a spiritual world. Okay, well, it is a spiritual world. It is such a bigger realm than what we see. And that's where sadhana plays such a huge role, because sadhana meditation is all about giving yourself to a divine duty. You know, you do everything can be sadhana. To eat, if you do that in a very spiritual manner, can be sadhana. If you give the spiritual importance and let yourself go and let the spiritual importance take over, it can be sadhana, right? So sadhana or sadhana meditation is all about letting yourself go and open yourself up to spiritual realm. And that's what I've been doing. And since I stopped drinking, I have kind of opened myself for all these new powers. And that's why I went in with my biggest guru, my biggest mentor, and I wanted to work with him. Because there is so little people who knows about the power of meditation, who knows about how you can better yourself. And so we have two kind of methods we do it in. You can get an NLP and a dose of spirituality if you want that. And that's what I provide. We have a session where we sit and talk and we go through a lot of stuff. We can also have a reading before that, so you guys understand that, oh, wow, this is the real deal. And then we go into, okay, how can we fix? Let's not call it fix. Let us call it how can we build ourselves up from abundance when we have worked in our trauma, when we have been only responding to the trauma we went through when we were kids and created a product out of that we call our personality. How can we now create a personality that is based on love, that is based on belief that is built on trusting yourself, that is built on really coming into fruition with your power. How can we do that? And a lot of people I work with, they have manifested cars, they have manifested houses, they have manifested love of their lives, they have manifested so many good things into their lives. I can get a message and be like, oh my God, this happened to me, wow. And I will be like, wow, well, it's because you did it. I am just a portal for help. But, you know, my expertise just goes one place. At the moment, I have such a long way to open up to all these new gifts I'm receiving. And every time I'm doing like a really good meditation and I can feel it in me, I'm like, oh my God, today I unlocked something cool. And if I might say this, I was sitting with a client and she was talking and she just came out with a product and she called it the name of her Nana. And she loved her Nana. And during that sitting, I channeled in her Nana. And I asked her some confirming questions. And she was like, yeah, it used to be like that. And I was like, wow, were you Nana have? And believe me, I was as shocked as you guys are. I was like, what? It is an out-of-body experience. And I was like, wow, okay, I'm talking to the Nana. And I have been doing, I think my first real encounter with that was when my sister was getting married. And mind you, we were still like, you know, socially drinking and all that at that time. Now, both of us were not drinking at all. So yeah, it happened when she was getting married for like 3 years ago. And I channeled into my nani, my nanoji. So my mom's parents. And my nani, it was the one who loved me a lot. And when that happened, I understood that it's true, the thing with that ancestors. Our ancestors are always with us. Our ancestors are always with us. We have our ancestors. We have our spirit guides. We have an avatar, God. And now, I don't know which kind of religion you guys stick to, but we all have that kind. We just have different names and different shapes or forms to imagine how they are. But we have our ancestors, and we have an avatar, and which you can call a guiding angel, actually, and we have God, right? And so she was telling things to me that I was asking my mom, and my mom happened to confirm all of these things, and I was, yeah, as shocked as you are. And she was just happy my sister was getting married, and she was looking back at things and she was telling me stuff, and I was telling my mom that back. But as I told you guys, my abilities aren't matured enough, because yes, you can manifest whatever you want in your life. Yes, you are your operant God. Yes, every that is made, you can create and speak yourself into success. But why aren't we all then creating success for ourselves? Why aren't we all creating abundance for ourselves? Do I still have clients who are like, oh my God, but Margot, this is not working for me. This is not working. I've done everything. I've done everything. I've done the meditation. And they'll be like all like fed up by this. And I'll be like, yeah, because firstly, you are latching on to the possibility of this is not happening. The idea of this is not happening for me, to latch on to that, that is why things aren't happening for you, okay? Secondly, through my meditation, I've opened myself to so many realms, so many spectrums that I can tell you there is bigger powers that lies between our lives and between the heaven, between the earth and everything in between. It controls our life in some way or other. You can call it karma, you can call it karma of your family, your ancestors. You can call it to get a nazar. You can, you know, we have these different ways of calling. You can call that having bad omen on you. And all that is like kind of these myths that goes around, right? No. I am here to confirm that it's not. And sometimes you kind of need someone who can see through those realms in a bigger way. And in our Desi society, in our Indian society, we get so scared. We're like, oh, no, no, but there is nothing bigger than Guru Granth Sahib. Like, everything's okay. You just do your part and everything's going to be okay. Yeah, but what about the Amritaris? What about the Amritari girls that gets molested? What about them? You know? Or what about the families of Amritaris who has their kids getting molested? Or what about, no, I'm not going to just stick into SA, but what about people who are dying faster, or, you know, who, or people who have had cancer or just got cancer, and those are the nicest person you know. How does that happen? It is something called bad omen. I'm sorry. And that's my bad news of the day. But that's where my Ramji comes in the picture as well. He has this gift from all his ancestors where he has prayed. He has actually got brought up in a temple. And he has been a priest since he was 5. And he has these spectacular ways of helping you with asking you to meditate, or he will go in and see your chart. He goes in, see your chart. And in a Vedic astrology, which is quite new to me as well, because I'm learning that as well, he will see. Because one thing we always, always, always carry with us is not our flesh, is not our faces, is not our way of speaking. It is our soul through our reincarnations, which is, by the way, also real. I will give you a detailed episode about that. And it is our karma points. It is our things that we are done in our past life. And sometimes we have to repay them this one. That is not the biggest cause for bad things happening to us. But that does play a role. And that, but that is for like things you have to overcome in your life, like going through existential crisis that like can be depression, that can help you out to become a better person, get on the other side. That is called life. You know, life is is not the destination, you know, as they say. But they say it's the journey, and that's what we are doing. That's the journey. But bad omen can be a lot of stuff which has both good light and bad light. And so what Ramji does is that he does a form of puja, and he believes in someone called Kartikeya, and that is the son of Shiva. And if we go into that, do we really, as Punjabis, like Desi, do we believe in all these? Because in Sikhism they're like, we don't believe in any statue, we don't believe in any power, but we just believe in God, which is okay. But that doesn't mean the other things don't exist. I know for a fact that there are so many people here in Norway that has got help from Ramji, where Ramji goes in and he sees your chart in Vedic astrology. And in Vedic astrology, you can actually see, as I told you guys, your spiritual credit, your karma from like your past life, and what is going to happen to you, when it's going to happen to you, and the date of when you're going to die, and the time as well, and everything in between. And that is given to us through religion, that is given to us through holy scriptures, that is given to us, that Vedic astrology science, you call it, or ability, is given to us to predict what problem lies ahead and how we can fix that, how we can come on the other side. But when we are living out of our traumatic experiences, we don't always believe that anything good can happen to us. And since we are in that frequency, we will also drag in the same kind of people that won't be good for us because, you know, let's be realist. Life is hard. Yeah, but your mind is firstly the one that is making things hard for you. When we shift the voice of reason in our head, if we can believe to do that in this life, you can have a good life. But if you have bad omen on yourself, if you have a lot of nazar on yourself, if you have people that don't like, if you have people just in your crowd, in your vibe, that you know, oh my God, yeah, my friends are really, they're okay, but I know like three of them are really jealous of me and then always like shut down my ideas and all that, you know. The energy, you know, the people you sit with has a certain amount of energy they give to you. The person, the people you are with, that's why there's a saying that the five closest people to you creates your average income, or the income you are able to create yearly. Your yearly income is based on the five people around you. Because all of them has a certain amount of energy, and that energy comes into play. That energy becomes a part of your energy. It's just like when you watch something fun, you get this relaxed feeling, you know? When you watch a sad movie, you end up being like, oh my God, you end up being in your feelings, thinking about how sad the world is. So everything affects us in a good way or a bad way. And think about when we had this, you know, you can do what you want, you can be who you want to be, you can date who you want to be, you can date how many people you want to date, like early in like 2010s. And, you know, that's why the dating culture is so bad right now for a lot of people. Because when you go on and you sit with people and you get all these energies on you, what about when you sleep with people? That fucks up your inner peace. That ruins your inner peace. You get what they are offering of energy, and energy is what keeps us alive. A good man or a good woman who has a calming energy will then give that to her husband, or he will give it to his wife, and that calming energy will create focus, creativity, and that will create abundance. But what if you are living out of your traumatic personality and you don't have that kind of peace, or you're not thinking in that realm? That's what Ramji helps you with. He helps you with creating a peace around you and helping you to identify what kind of energy you need to insert in your mindset. What kind of energy, either you have to do meditation, or that he meditates for you. So that is what sadhana is, you guys. Oh my God, it took me 42 minutes to tell you that. So sadhana is an online portal we created. If you need spiritual guidance, if you need to see your chart, understand how your chart is and why things are not going your way, or if you're just feeling that you're stuck and voice of reason is not working the way you want it to, please contact us on at Sadhana Healing Circle on Instagram, or you can contact us online. You click into the bio on Instagram and you will find us there. You can also find me on TikTok if you want. But I suggest you go into the Instagram. Give us a hit, give us a following, and you will get your daily motivation. But you will also be able to read more about how we work. Now, I just told you just like a brief thing. Yeah, 43 minutes is a brief thing, you guys. But I gave you that, and then you can go and read more into our services and what we have to offer. And out of that, how we can create a healing plan for you. It can be an NLP plan. It can be, oh my God, I just want to insert new habits in my life till, oh my God, my life is crashing down. I have tried for so many years. What am I doing and what isn't working good enough? Because here's the thing. Even though we think we know ourselves, you have no idea how much that goes into that subconsciousness. It took me 13 years to understand. And now I am lucky to say that I'm able to open this new door to you guys. And I hope you take advantage of that. And with that, follow us on Sadhana Healing Circle at Instagram and get to know us. And we do FaceTiming. If you want to have more about NLP, or you just wanted to know a reading or have a reading, we do that too. So follow us there, and thank you for listening. And I hope this was helpful in some way or another, and I wish you a good week ahead.